Rouge and Gabby. Catch up.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
1,499.
All right, sounds fair.
I think we're about there. Yeah. But yeah, I had another embarrassing moment over the weekend, and in pure Gabby style, I just had to share it because it's not an embarrassing moment unless we can all laugh together.
That is correct.
So I went to breakfast on Saturday morning, and I wore a brand new dress, which I was really excited about.
Lovely.
So it's this really nice little wraparound number, which means the material splits all the way to the waist.
Yeah, right.
If it wasn't, you know, overlapping,
yeah, sure,
it would split the whole way to the waist.
Yeah.
So I didn't take into consideration the fact that it was a bit of a windy day.
Yeah, right.
And when we got downtown, we're just walking down the street and it was a bit windy. I was like, ooh, better hold my dress down, otherwise I'll have a bit of a Marilyn Monroe moment.
Yeah, of course.
And that was fine, all well and good, until we got to the cafe. And we were sitting there, and to prove how windy it was, the lovely waitress came out with my breakfast, and it had some...
And it blew away.
Decorative... Well, it had some decorative greens on the side.
Yep.
And my boyfriend ended up wearing them because the wind just blew all
straight
of the greens straight to his face and straight down the street.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
But then we had our brekkie, and when I stood up... That's when disaster struck, because I was holding my puppy dog in one hand, I was holding my wallet and phone in the other hand, and a gust of wind came down the tunnel that we were standing in, and poof, my skirt was above my head.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Put on a show.
I really put on a show.
After breakfast show for everyone.
It was. It was. Well, I don't know how many people would have enjoyed that show, or however many people would have seen their breakfast for a second time, but...
Yep.
I wasn't wearing discreet underwear, like they're bright red or something, so it was pretty obvious.
Yep.
Like it was, at least I wasn't wearing nude colour undies.
Yeah, of course.
Because then people think you're naked.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they were bright. But my dress was literally above my head. I'm freaking out. I can't drop the dog in order to pull my skirt down.
Yep.
Didn't want to drop my phone either. It's just as important. So I'm yelling at my boyfriend to pull my skirt down. So he's running around to try to help me out. And it was just chaos.
Chaos.
It was absolute chaos. I was in hysterics.
Yep.
I ran to the car, jumped in, and sped away.
Yeah, fair enough. Can I just say, why was the dog there? Why was the dog, and why did you pick up the dog? The dog has four perfectly good legs.
He does.
Why couldn't you walk the dog?
He wanted a cuddle. What's wrong with that?
That is where the problem is.
No, I had picked him up because we had tied him to the table with the lead, and so I picked him up to, because you know how you unhook it, and then you put it through the handhold to then hook him back up so you don't have to hold him while you're eating.
You were putting him back in his handbag.
Well, he doesn't have a handbag.
Paris Hilton style.
I was taking his lead off the table so that we could leave.
Yes.
I don't have a handbag for my dog. I've thought about it.
Yeah, I bet you
but
have.
But I haven't found one I liked.
Sure. I tell you what, this whole ball tampering in cricket scenario, saga, if you will, has been going on for far, far too long. It's a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
And I think the guys that were involved, so Cameron Bancroft, Steve Smith and Dave Warner, just need to be left alone.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're getting their punishment.
Yeah.
And so maybe the media needs to back off a little bit because they have really been taken to task by everyone who has an opinion, which is every single Australian.
Well, yeah, that's right. We are a sports-loving nation. We love our cricket as well. And to find out that our cricketers are cheating is just, I can understand the passion behind it.
I understand why everyone's disappointed. Yeah. But, you know, they've got their punishment now, so, you know, got to let them deal with it.
On a different side of things, though, I think in some cases these guys, these sporting stars, when they do this kind of stuff, they don't think about the consequences. And obviously they didn't think about getting caught when they did it. But there are other consequences, and that is questions get asked. And for me as a father, my questions get asked of me. And it happened over the weekend. My sons bailed me up and started asking questions because we were watching the news, and obviously these guys were on the news. Dave Warner had his press conference and all that kind of stuff. And so my sons started asking questions. And my sons are 4 and 6, and even at those young ages, they have questions that in some cases I think are quite hard to answer. In fact, Adam, my 4-year-old, asked me this question.
Dad, what's cheating?
It's a hard one.
That's a toughie.
You know, and I tried to explain that, you know, you act dishonestly in order to you know, win in some cases.
Yeah.
And he kind of got that, which is good. And then Sammy, my 6-year-old, asked this question.
Why do people cheat?
Why do people cheat? Well,
it's not a good thing to do.
The pressure is on them to win, I guess, and so they decide to cheat because they think that's the only way that they can win.
But it's not the only way.
No, it's not, and winning isn't everything.
Yes.
Then Adam hit me with this question.
What happens to people when they get caught cheating?
Ooh.
Well,
depends, I guess.
They get punished sometimes.
These are toughies.
They are
Your
tough
kids
questions.
Are asking the hard-hitting questions.
I know. And then they finished up. It's like I was having my own press conference. They finished up with this one.
What impact will getting caught cheating have on the projected and actual monetary earnings of Steve Smith and David Warner over the next financial year?
I don't know. I mean, where did that come from?
That was Adam, right?
That was Sammy.
That was Sammy.
Sammy nailed me with that one. I'm like, mate.
He's a little genius.
I need some time to answer that. I'll have to go through the projected earnings of Steve Smith and Dave Warner. I just don't know. I didn't have an answer for that.
Do you know what's good, though?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's focusing on money. You're going to have a little millionaire in your hands. He's a genius and money-focused.
Or he's going to drain my bank account. Either one.
Travelling is an interesting thing, especially when you're a royal, because you can make demands that not many others can do. And there's a book coming out called Rebel Prince, The Power, Passion and Defiance of Prince Charles, which is supposedly a biography, but not really. It's just based on interviews with more than 120 people, according to author Tom Bauer.
Yep.
And within that, he has listed a couple of claims in the book that are really interesting.
Mm.
One being that Charles has a favourite mattress that he carts around with him when he travels. But that's not the weirdest thing. When he travels...
That's pretty weird, taking your own mattress.
That is very weird. Yeah. Very weird.
Like, mattress I thought, topper or the full
no,
mattress?
No, the full mattress. But he takes a private jet, so it fits.
Yeah, okay.
So I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The weirdest one out of all of the things that he takes when he travels is his own personal toilet seat.
His own toilet seat. Does it sit on top of the other toilet seat? Or do they have to unscrew the original toilet seat and pop that one on there?
I really don't know. All it says is that when he travels, he takes his own toilet seat. And I guess, like, you don't want to sit on other people's used toilet seats.
But
like,
he's staying
I get
in
that.
Hotels and stuff.
I know.
They give him a good scrub.
But everyone else sucks it up. Like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't go to public toilets very often.
No.
But, you know, the rest of us do. Us normal folk have to go to public toilets hotel toilets and friends' toilets and work toilets. And it's just the way the world works.
It is.
You've got to use
Put
communal
toilets. Put your
bot
in some foreign places on the odd occasion.
But he's not okay with it.
No.
He's not having a bar of it, and he takes his own toilet seat. Well, he doesn't. His minions take his toilet seat.
Does he employ one person just to carry the toilet seat?
I hope so. And I want to know what his resume looks like. Toilet seat. Taker.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's right.
It's such a random thing.
Oh, you worked for the royal family. Yes, I did. What did you do? I carted Prince Charles's toilet seat around.
And I attached it and detached it everywhere we went.
Okay.
I don't know, though. 13, 12, 16. What can't you travel without? Because I know, Hamish, you've got one.
I was hoping you wouldn't bring this up, but yes, I travel with my own pillow.
Yes, you do.
Because hotel pillows, as a rule, are giant and a marshmallow-like, and I don't like... They're not comfortable for me, so I bring my own pillow.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And you've nearly left it in many a hotel.
I have. That is absolutely correct. And I will have no problems in turning around and going back.
You nearly did.
And grabbing said pillow because it's my favourite pillow.
Last time we were travelling with work, that actually nearly happened. We're half hour out of town. You're like, gotta go back.
Yep. We're turning around. What for? Got my pillow.
13, 12, 16. What can't you travel without? We want to know.
Leanne is on the line on 13, 12, 16. Leanne, what is it for you?
Oh, mate, it's a pillow. I'm totally with you there, Hamish.
Pillows.
So why do you have to take your own, Leanne?
Why? Because it suits my head.
Uh-huh.
If you have a bad bed, at least you can have a good night's sleep with your pillow.
Yeah,
and if you've had your pillow for long enough, you've got your own head groove in it, so it works perfectly for you, rather than having to put a new groove into a new pillow.
That's totally correct. I'm actually travelling to Brisbane as we speak, and the pillow's in the back with my bag.
Leanne, it's also a rumour that Prince Charles takes his own mattress with him whenever he travels. Would you ever go to that extreme?
No, I'd only be in my pillow.
A pillow is enough.
I was hoping you'd say, what do you think,
strapped
to
the roof?
No, just a
Star Wars, let's talk about Star Wars. I really love Star Wars because it's so cool. I haven't done this in a long, long time. I have a little bit of Star Wars news to share with you. Let's talk first, really, about the standalone film that's due out at the end of May. Solo is its name. Ooh. Of course, the story of Han Solo. Mm. Now, Ron Howard has taken over the directing role, and he took to his Twitter across the weekend to say, "I'm nearly done. I'm in the final stages of post-production." And you'd want to hope so, because it's coming out at the end of May. It's a month and a bit away. Mm.
Ron Howard, is he the guy from Happy Days?
He is the guy from Happy Days.
I thought so.
Yes.
That's going back.
Yeah, okay. He's done a lot since Happy Days,
incidentally.
Oh, I know
that. But that's
just
what I know.
Won Academy Awards and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, if you know him as the guy from Happy Days.
That's even before my time, and that's what I know him as.
Yeah. Well done. Well done. Here's the big one from across the weekend. Yeah. There is a petition for Meryl Streep to play Princess Leia.
Ooh.
Now, we all know that Princess Leia, of course, is a role that was made iconic, I guess, by Carrie Fisher, who sadly passed away December of last year.
Yep.
And what they originally said when it first happened was that that's it for Princess Leia. We will, that character will cease. Because we can't find someone to play
but
her.
But how do
we
you write her anyone. Out of the rest of the episodes without having her in it?
She survived the last episode.
Yeah, exactly. I thought she'd die at the end and then boom, done, she won't come back. But she didn't.
So going on remarks that Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, said back in 2017, before Princess Leia passed away, he was basically saying that the role of Princess Leia is going to continue into the next movie even. So they've decided, a whole bunch of fans have got together and said, let's get a petition together to get Meryl Streep to play Princess Leia. And I don't hate that
you
idea.
You don't? Good, because I don't either, because I feel like the character needs to be done justice and have a proper finish.
Sending off.
Yeah, have a proper sending off. Like, either she needs to die or she needs to go retire somewhere on a remote planet or, you know, something. Yeah.
There's got
to
be something.
Just to finish her storyline, because you can't just have her disappear and never speak of her again.
No, well, you can jump online. It's not too hard to find. Just do a Google search and you can find the petition. Now, on Sunday, they were looking for 9,000 signatures. Mm. They were at 8,400, so I'm pretty sure they'd hit the mark by now.
401 with your name?
Yes, pretty much. And every other name I could come up with on the day.
My name's on there too, is it?
Yeah, pretty much. You've already signed it, Kat.
All right, I won't have to.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.